we get the same amount of what? Righteousness, truth, and holiness, the same amount of peace multiplied, the same amount of grace and of joy and of peace and of faith. It's just what we do with it. You know, in the story of the prodigal son, they both had an inheritance. And one wasted his in what? Riotous living. And the other was at home and probably put his up for savings for later. We condemn him so much because he talked down on his brother, but we need to also look at the positive side. He didn't go throw it away. Say, he didn't go throw it away. Amen. So the word of God for instruction in righteousness. Why? That the man or woman, I'll say, of God may be what? Perfect, thoroughly furnished unto what? Unto what? Unto what? Unto what? So it's the word that's going to help me. You know, we say sometimes, it seems like they should know better than that. They go to church, they should know better than that. And it seems like in the natural, they should know better than that. Or they should do whatever, but if you're not putting the word in. If you're not putting the word in, that's the only thing that's going to change. It's the word that's going to change. It's the word that's going to change. It's the word that's going to build you up. It's the word that's going to call you to do the, quote, good works. Amen? Amen. Cam said, can I get amen, CSC? Amen. Amen. So we want all scripture to apply to us. And we want the Lord, we thank God for the Holy Spirit. We thank God that we know he is a teacher. Tell your neighbor, say, the Holy Spirit is a teacher. He will teach you if you let him. Amen. He'll give you understanding of things you might not understand. He'll show you things to come. He'll show you the way. He'll show you and point you to the Father. Amen. And he'll help you see and understand that God's words are to me. And no matter whose mouth they come from, if it's the word of God, I have to be ready to receive it. All right, some of you remember that, and most of you weren't here. But years ago, we went down to Jackson, Mississippi. Everybody was excited about going to Jackson, Mississippi to hear Brother Kenneth Hagin, Dad Hagin, preach. But what we found out was his brother was sick, and he wasn't there. And we were disappointed that we didn't get a chance to what? Hear him. I don't remember who brought the word, but it was the word of God. And we should have been ready and open to receive the word of God. Turn to Hebrews chapter 4. Because God has a word tonight. As I said, he in looking up the oneness scriptures, he took me someplace. And I'm going to go there and share with you what he gives me to share. Amen. Hebrews chapter 4, and for start at verse 11. I'm sure I could find it a lot faster on my iPad. But anyway, listen to what it says. Are you there? Say amen. If you're not, say, wait a minute. You know, many times we say that, and ministers say that, and we won't say a word. No, we aren't there. Amen? Amen. Verse 11, let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Don't take the unbelief. Take the word and believe the word. Say that to your neighbor. Say, take the word. And believe the word. And if it's not clear to you, like I said, Holy Spirit will teach you what you need to know. Amen. But listen, for the word of God is quick. It's what? Quick. I didn't hear you. It's what? Quick. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. You know, you've seen those sword fights and in the knights and all of those people, and they're doing this way. If they only got one side of it, they're doing this way. But if it's two edged, they're doing this way. They're cut going and coming. And the word of God will cut off all that stuff that we may have. Sometimes we're not even aware of it, that's not beneficial to us, if we will allow it. You see my flowers out there, the rose bushes and the petunias especially. Practically every day, I'm breaking off the dead blooms off them. I'm pulling out the dead bloom because that's something they don't need. That will hinder their growth. And if I don't keep pulling it off, especially the petunias, they will die. But if I keep picking them, you remember last year, I kept talking about picking the flowers. And Ruthie said, I didn't know what you were talking about. But on fun day, she sat down and we picked flowers for an hour, I guess. Somebody came messing with Ruthie. I said, leave her alone. Nobody else is helping me. Leave her alone. Amen. And we got them all done. And I decided I would never buy any that small again. But listen, the word of God. The word of God. Say, the word of God is sweet. It's sweet. Because anything that's going to help you ends up being sweet. It may not be in the end. How many of us can say, mama whipped me, daddy whipped me, I didn't like it, but it helped me now. I hear my older brothers especially saying, I said, well, I can remember a time they whipped me and it didn't help me. My older brother said, I deserve everyone. I said, well, I didn't deserve everyone. Amen. Glory to God. If they did help. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing and even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of your heart. If you put the word in, it'll give you the right thoughts. Say right thoughts. You can't be mad with me and got the word in because it's going to give you the right thoughts. I may have been wrong, but it'll give you the right thoughts about me. It'll say, yes, she was wrong. You need to pray for her, or you need to go to her and tell her. You need to do this. You will have the what? Right thoughts. Say amen. Amen. You can't have the right wrong thoughts concerning your spouse or your neighbor or person that you work with. Because you will take the word of God and it will instruct you. It will show you. It will tell you what to do. Amen? Amen. If we ever get to the point, say I will. If we ever get to the point where whatever we do, whatever we get ready to think, whatever we get ready to do, we run it by Holy Spirit first. We run it by Father first. We stay out of a lot of trouble. Amen? Amen. A lot of bills we wouldn't make. Amen. A lot of strife would never end or end. James said, when you open the door to strife, he said, all this other stuff comes with it. I need about four or five people. I'm going to call T, but I'm just calling T, but I want the other rest of you to come. Now, I just called T, and T is strife, and I've opened the door to him. Come on, I need some more. I need some more. I need a couple more people. So strife is open. Come on with me. And I got strife arm in arm. Arm in arm. I'm mad. I just say I'm mad with my husband. I was for a while. We got together. Amen. Y'all supposed to be following us. And strife. This is strife. And I just opened the door to strife. That's all. But listen. Here is sickness. Here is poverty. Here is lack. Here is frustration, fear, worry.